Well, I think most of us like to pride ourselves on doing things and doing them right. And when it comes to our jobs and when it comes to doing things right, I think all of us have some pretty strong feelings on the matter. And we all know people, especially people in the church, who don't seem to be doing what they should be doing or who aren't, as we love to say, pulling their weight. For example, I'm sorry, but I got to preach the message, okay? We'll get to you in a minute. In today's gospel, we have the story of Jesus and his disciples who were part of a flotilla of boats sailing across the Sea of Galilee during one of those hectic times in Jesus' ministry. And as they sail across, a strong wind comes up and all the boats are being battered by the wind and the waves. The disciples are doing their part, trying to save their tiny little fishing boat as water is coming over the sides. Everyone in the boat is doing their job, trying to save them, except for one of them, Jesus. Because where's Jesus? He's taken a snooze on a cushion in the stern. Now, that's a pretty amazing fact, because these are really small boats, and they don't have any below deck, so how he could sleep in a storm that way, I don't know, but Jesus is taking a nap. And the disciples did what good church members always do. They complained. They complained that Jesus wasn't doing his fair share. And they said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're perishing? Don't you see how hard we're working, Jesus? Don't you care how hard we're working, Jesus? Why aren't you doing your fair share of the work with the rest of us, Jesus?" Then there's the story of Peter in jail in Jerusalem. He's been arrested for preaching the good news of Jesus. This story takes place right after the first of the disciples, James, has been murdered by King Herod. And Herod now has his sights on Peter. This is the night before Peter is going to be brought out for judgment and probably execution. Things do not look good for Peter because he's locked up, and he's locked up good. We're told he has two chains on him. We're told he has two guards on either side of him. We're told there are two doors that are guarded between him and freedom. And in the middle of the night, this darkest of nights for Peter, the Lord pulls a heavenly jailbreak as he sends an angel to free first Peter from the chains and then the doors and send him on to freedom. It is a great story filled with divine interaction and deliverance. But that's not why I picked the story for Time and Talents. I picked this story for Time and Talent Sunday because of Rhoda. Remember Rhoda in the story? It's only mentioned a couple of times. She's the maid. She's the maid who works in the house of John Mark's mother. And when she hears a knock on the door in the middle of the night, she does what the maid is supposed to do when there's a knock on the door in the middle of the night. She goes to see who it is. She does her job. She goes to the door. She asks, "Who is it?" And if it's someone she should let in, she lets them in. But in this story, when she hears Peter's voice, she is so excited, so overjoyed, that she runs back into the house and she tells everyone that Peter is at the door. And they don't believe her because Peter's in jail. They tell her, "You're out of your mind." And this big argument erupts over who could possibly be at the door. And some of them are saying it is Peter's angel, which probably means they think Peter's already been executed and this is his spirit coming to them. And meanwhile, while they spend all this time arguing over who is at the door, Peter, who is actually at the door, continues to knock. Rhoda has one job to do. When someone knocks on the door, you let them in if they're supposed to be let in. And she didn't do her job properly. She blew it. And isn't that just like the church a lot of times? You give someone a job to do and they blow it. And sometimes we think, well, if you want to have something done right, I guess I better do it myself. Well, I picked both of these stories today for a reason. And the reason is that when it comes to working and volunteering in the church, we can be rather picky and we can do some complaining about others. Even the disciples complained about what Jesus wasn't doing in the middle of the storm. Now, then he did show them what he could do as he stands up and tells the wind and the waves to be still. And the storm was not the only thing Jesus stopped. He also stopped the disciples complaining. Today, you and I, who are members of Grace, we are going to take time to indicate how we plan to offer our time and our talents and our skills in the coming year. And as we prepare to do that, I just want to remind all of us of a couple of things. Number one, none of us in the church are Jesus, so we shouldn't pretend that we are. And number two, like Rhoda, we all try really hard to do things right, but sometimes we don't quite get it all right. We need to remember that. And as we remember that, we need to remember we are still called to be faithful servants in the church. Every one of us. We are not in the serving business in the church to make ourselves look good. We are not in the serving business because we get some sort of self-serving satisfaction, telling everyone, look at me, look what I do, look how busy and active I am. Like Rhoda, we need to remember that every one of us, pastors included, there are going to be times when we mess up and we don't do things properly. But, and here's the really good news for us on this Time and Talent Sunday, this is God's work. And fortunately for us, God is behind everything we do. God is the one who gives us our time. God is the one who gives us all the amazing talents that the people in this church have. God is the one who has brought us together so that we can do all the amazing things that we do in the church. And through God, the work gets done. Through God, the storm was stilled and no one drowned. Through God, the door was actually opened, and Peter did come in, and he was freed, and he did tell everyone how God was working among them all. God uses imperfect people like you and me to do his holy and perfect work in the church. And so we all have time and talents to share. And that's a really good thing, because there's a lot of work to be done in the church. And now is the time when we indicate how we're going to do that for the coming year. Our church has a great and a wonderful God. We all know that. Our church is filled with talented people. Some of them are on your church staff, and some of them, many of them, are in the pews. You are the volunteers who do so much for this church. Some of you volunteer to give us beautiful music during our worship services. Some of you volunteer to help all of us grow in our Christian faith through education. Some of you keep things clean and running and fixed up around here. Some of you do a lot of praying behind the scenes. Some of you volunteer to help the homeless when they come to our church for the Family Promise program. Some of you work with missionary Meg and her circle of empowerment to help the people in Nicaragua. Some of you reach out to help our brothers and sisters at All People's Church in Milwaukee. And many of you, your brothers and sisters, you do things outside of this wall, in Grafton, in Cedarburg, in Saukville, in Port, in so many different communities that make a difference in the lives of people. Maybe it's one person, maybe it's a group of people, but you use your time and talents to help others. It was the teenagers at Grace who helped refurbish the recreation area at Sky Ranch in Colorado this summer. It is the volunteer quilters at Grace who made over 200 beautiful quilts which have now been shipped all around the world to help people who need to be warm. It is volunteers from Grace in our community who help people who come to this country learn English as a second language at our adult literacy center. It is people from Grace who visit the sick, the lonely, those who are in nursing homes, who take a meal to someone in need, or just give them an ear to listen to. This is all good and godly work. This is our work. And so today, in just a couple of minutes, as I said, we're going to give you some time to indicate where you'll serve. I do want to hold up a couple of important areas where we really need some volunteers, and many of them involve this 8 o'clock service right here. So let me tell you, and Romy did a great job, but she said sometimes we're called to do something new, which can be a little scary. But we have need of some new people to do some things at 8 o'clock. John Byrne, back in the multimedia room. Wave your arm, John. Everyone turn around, okay? John's one of our volunteers who makes sure you have slides up here and sound that actually works. We need a lot more of our volunteers. We've lost a couple who have graduated and gone on to college. It's not a difficult job. You push a button, okay, and pay attention. But we need more volunteers to help back in the multimedia room and the sound room. We need some more ushers at our 8 o'clock service. A number of our ushers have retired after many, many years of faithful service. We need volunteers at 8 o'clock who can help staff our beautiful nursery, because sometimes we have babies at 8 o'clock, and they're not always quiet, are they, Ansel? No, they're not. We need volunteers at 8 o'clock to help staff our welcome desk out there in the gathering area, or to serve as a greeter. It's a special need we have at 8 o'clock. But there are other places where we need volunteers as well. Pastor Heidi and Lisa have this wonderful group called the Grace Community Crew, which always goes with a whoop whoop like that. It's a group of volunteers who are working to make sure this congregation is known in our community. It's volunteers who like to get the word out about Grace. They're looking for people who can work with them. Our outreach committee is looking for more volunteers who can help us to plan more activities with our sister congregation in the inner city, All Peoples, or with other groups and organizations in our community. And there's one big thing we really want to encourage everyone to think about, and this is definitely stepping out of our comfort zone. But we want to plan another mission trip to Nicaragua to visit Meg down there. Meg has now gone back to Nicaragua, but before she left, I mentioned this to her, and she said, "The most important thing the people of Grace can do to support me is come down and see what we do in Nicaragua. Because when you come down, and you work with me, you work with our volunteers, you see what's going on here, then you go back to Grace, you go back to Grafton and Cedarburg and Saukville and Port as a changed person, and you become an ambassador for the work we do down here." We want to get another group to go and visit Meg late in 2017 or early 2018. I encourage you to think about this. Students, this might be a great and wonderful opportunity for you, and you don't even need to speak Spanish. But think about that. That is important. So where and how will God use you for his work? If it's something new, don't worry. Like Rhoda, you may not get it right at first, but you will. Eventually, Peter did get into that house, and he did tell everyone about the work of the gospel and what God was doing. Like the disciples in the boat, you might worry about all the storms that are raging around you in life, but remember that Jesus is there with us just as he was in that boat, and he stills the storms. He's there when we call him. He's there when we need him. He will work with us. So dare to try. Dare to do something new. Dare to join everyone else here at Grace in using the gifts and talents you have. Because the Lord will use us. As I said, little Ansel is a fourth generation member of this congregation. Someday, God willing, there will be a fifth and a sixth generation Becker in this church. And Ansel will need to be one of those who has used his time, his talents, his love for Jesus Christ to help others grow in faith. So remember that, and may we all serve our Lord, and may we all hear the words of our Lord, which the Master says in the parable of the talents, "Well done, good and faithful servant." We'll give you time in a few minutes following the offer to fill out your time and talent sheets, but right now, let's have a bath.